Hello, and welcome to Wednesdays with Weston. I'm your host, Paul Weston, and today we have a very special guest, a member of the Ithaca High School football team, Sam Donovan. For those of you who don't know, the IHS football team has had a long history of losing records, but they finally pulled out a winning record last season under new coach Ed Redmond. So, Sam, thank you very much for being here. First off, can you tell me how you first got into sports as a kid?
I first got into sports by just, my dad was always into sports. I started playing Carolina soccer, when I was a kid because all my friends did it. It was fun. I started playing baseball also, a few years later. First grade was my first year of organized baseball. And then just from there, it grew. I played baseball in the fall, basketball in the winter, and then during the spring, I would play some more baseball.
So you sort of identify yourself as a football player. How did you first get into football as a sport?
Well, I was bigger than most of the kids. I was pretty big when I was in elementary school, and I like to beat kids up, so I just go, oh, I'll play football. I get to do that for fun. And I played flag football in third grade, I think. But fifth grade was my first year of actual tackle football, and I had a lot of fun, so I just kept playing from there.
So, coming into the high school, the team had gone 0-9 for a couple of years. They only had one or two wins in the past, like, decade or so. How did that sort of affect you and how you played or what you did in the high school?
It only happened, like, for, like, a year or two. They just hadn't been very good. It wasn't that big a deal for me because I came from the modified team where we only lost one game in 2 years, and we had a bunch of good kids with us, so it was fun, and we started off in JV, and I was like, well, while varsity may not be good, our JV is going to be good, and that'll translate into good things happening.
So can you tell me about when Coach Redmond came? What did that sort of do for your team? I know he had had a lot of success up at Lansing. How did that motivate you to become a better football team and a better player individually?
I was in 10th grade when that happened. I was still playing JV, but I remember everyone was really excited when he showed up, going, oh, we're going to be so good this year, we're going to be so good this year. But no one had put in the work during the off season, and it translated into not being prepared for the regular season and not being able to physically compete with some of the other teams. So when he came, everyone's like, oh, it's the silver bullet. We're gonna be good now. We don't have to try that hard. No, while he is a great coach, it depends on our effort.
So, what motivated you to work hard? Was it the varsity team not giving enough effort, or was there something else that was driving you?
Well, I wouldn't say varsity not giving enough effort. It's just, I'm a competitive person. I don't like to lose, and that's what drives me, is I hate losing, and it's fear of failure. I don't want to fail and be a loser, so I try really hard, and I try and motivate others to try hard. That's where the work came in. I pushed myself into giving their all, and that's what helped us win games, is just everyone trying.
So what did you do in the off season to prepare yourself to be ready physically for the football season itself?
Last year, I started out lifting weights. I would go to Island Fitness. I did that until, I think, after Christmas break, and I got a call from one of the coaches who just goes, oh, yeah, just come down to the high school. We come down here. There's about 15 guys or so that just work out 3 times a week. Just give it a try one time. So I went one time, and a lot of my friends were there from the football team, and I found it was more of a, I wouldn't say relaxed, but it was more of an, like, an accepting place. Like, people didn't care if you didn't, if you weren't that strong. It was just how much effort you gave. And that's one thing I didn't like about Ireland. Like, there were a lot of guys who were 30s, 20s, a lot stronger than me. It was just weird watching them bench, like, 300 pounds and then me not being able to bench that much. So I liked it a lot more.
How much would you say it helped that you had been practicing all off-season when you first came to the beginning of football in the summer?
It was a tremendous help because we started off, we did sprints, push-ups, like not anything like super difficult, but it was stuff that you, if you were out of shape, it would be bad to do. So it was lots of help there because I was in shape when I showed up to the first day of football. From the workouts and then all the swimming and stuff I did over the summer, just all that stuff. So for some of the kids, it was lots of, it was real hard. Lots of them were puking. I think we had like 15 kids puke the first day. And I was just sitting there a little bit gassed, but it wasn't that bad. And that's, I credit that all to the work put in during the off season.
And how did that work all pay off in the first couple of games for you?
Oh, well, I broke my hand during the scrimmage, which was 6 days before the first game. And that was just a bummer because instead of being a clean snap, it was my bones overlapped, so I had to wait for it to start to heal, which ended up being 2 weeks before I could start playing. So I missed the first two games, but I still went to all the practices, all the sidelines. I was on the sidelines during the game.
So for those who went to the workouts, what did it do for them in the games? What did you see that improved a lot?
When we went to Cornwall for our first game, who just won their fifth straight section championship, they only lost to one other team. It was a great game. I was sitting there watching everybody, everyone was giving their all. It was completely different from years past, where kids actually cared this year. And then when we finally won the game, 8-14, we all rushed the field freaking out. Everyone was just so excited because it had been 2 years since we won a game. It was just so exciting. Then the second game, we played Norwich at home. We had a crowd of about 500 people, which isn't that much, but still it's about twice as much, three times as much as what they'd be getting the previous years. And then we won that game. It was great to win at home. It was just lots of fun being out there in front of your friends and playing football with your good friends at a place you know and you've grown up your entire life going, oh, I want to play out there with the varsity kids. And then being able to win and put some pride back into the program, it was great.
When did you realize that your work was starting to pay off and it was starting to translate into winning football games?
First or second week after the Cornwall or the Norwich game, that's when it really was like, no, it's after the Cornwall game. Our first game is like the 5 hours, 5-6 hours a day, waking up at 6 in the morning, getting home, being really, really exhausted. That was worth it for that win. Like, that's, it made up for all the games, all that winning made up for all the terrible, terrible practices, and how unfun the practice is, all the running and stuff. The winning made up for that.
So now that you've seen that off-season work translates into winning more football games, what are you going to do to improve even more and build on the wins that you got last year?
This year, I've been wrestling this year, so I haven't been able to be in the weight room as much as I'd like. But from all the kids who are in there, they're saying there are more kids working out in the off season, which is great because that means we're going to have more good players. We're going to get more kids to come out next year and play, which will be good because even 4 or 5 extra kids would be great because compared to last year, my sophomore year, we only had 23 kids on the JV team. barely enough for two teams. And then this year we had about 30, which is the most kids that we've had in a while. But the JV team didn't have very many kids. They only had about 19. So this year I'm hoping we get a lot more kids to turn up and just try and be good at football. And hopefully we'll get out of maybe 10 extra kids. One or two of them will be really good.
So what have your experiences in football taught you about the real world and kind of how you can apply it to your future and what you do when you get out of high school?
It shows hard work does pay off, and there's no shortcut to hard work. You have to put in the work if you want to succeed. You can't just show up in August expecting to be good. So, yeah, it's just shown me that you need to put in the work. If you put in the work, the reward will come.
Well, we are out of time, Sam. Thank you so much for being here. And until next time, I'm Paul Weston, and you've been listening to Wednesdays with Weston.